We're going to bring on the second place finisher.
Well, he's first in, show. First he's in first. So, you know, we're going to give everybody some backstory. The show always follows Master Chef, and at the beginning of the season, we, you, Bill, and myself pick a, as we call it, a horse. And mine from the start, you guys will agree, was Derek from Fort Myers, because he's a he's a band guy, he's a drummer. And we just went around the table, and after the first episode, we looked at it, and I said, you know, Derek just seems to me the guy that has, he's there for what we always look for, the guy that's there to cook. You got to weed out the guys that are there or the girls that are there for personality issues or whatever, but it seemed to me right off the bat that, and you guys, I hope, will agree, that, it, that I said that Derek would be, in the end, I thought he would win it all, but in our book, he didn't win it all, but the consolation prize was that he gets to come on Dining Out Radio with us, and he joined us right now.
With the Love Chef.
With the Love Chef. So, Derek, Chef Derek, thanks for joining us.
Yeah, good afternoon. Thanks for having me. Yeah, you know, runner-up is, feels, you know, the world feels like I got robbed, but honestly, in the end, it's a win for everybody. I've had just amazing support from fans around the world. I mean, I get like 1,000 messages a week from just Malaysia alone. So, you know, being second place and not winning the prize, I feel like I still, you know, I still won because I have the whole world behind me and a culinary career to pursue.
Chef.
Oh, you're absolutely right. Derek, how are you? This is the Love Chef saying hi to you.
Hi, Love Chef.
good to talk with you and being involved in so many of these shows myself and et cetera, through the years and giving advice to so many people. I think it's a great thing. You were listening to the show. We were just talking about a situation that was on live with Michael and Kelly, the barbecue contest. Did you tune in a little bit on the radio?
Oh, I was picking my grandmother up from an eye doctor appointment. You know, gotta.
That's a good thing.
Stay humble.
That's a humble thing, and no, it's a good thing. You kidding me? You'll have a place in heaven for that. But I understand you're a drummer.
What the discussion was about.
Well, the discussion was we had to give out. 12,500 for the two winners who, during the course of 4 months, people would send in a email a video of their barbecue, their favorite barbecue dish. They'd have people in it. They can do whatever. I forgot how long it should be. Anyway, they could do whatever they want in it, have friends talk about their aptitude to cook and barbecue, and they love going over the house, et cetera. But they actually did a dish in front of a barbecue, and so the audience, the viewers, voted them in, and the producers, etc., and came to the end of the season, and we had myself and two of the chefs there, two celebrity chefs also that were there, Marcus and I forget her name. Do you remember her name? Anyway.
It was on Michael and Kelly.
Yeah, it was on Kelly and Michael. So anyway, so we did, their dish came down to him and her, and he had a Cuban, he's from Ocala, Florida. He did a Cuban dish, and these were all, most of these people were not professional. These were amateur chefs,
right.
And a gal from South somewhere, and she had a salad-type dish that she grilled some of the things and then composed it and put it together. But anyway, and it was obvious, and they were trying to pick him apart and pick her apart, and I was the last judge, and I said, listen, I said, they're winners already, they're here. They were voted in. We just have to pick who's first and second. And they had some problem with him using the quality of beef that he used to grind for his Cuban sandwich. And he had pork on top.
Really?
With a great. Yeah. And then someone came to me. I said, listen. I said, let the guy do what he's done. You know, he's doing his thing, and it's all good. You know, blah blah blah. So anyway, we made him the winner, and it was a phenomenal sandwich. I ate 3/4 of it, a big long one. You know, it was delicious. And mojo pork on top of the ground sirloin and whatnot. But tell me about a little bit about, I know where you're going in the future. Are you working in a restaurant now?
So I have a lot of things in the works. I'm doing restaurant guest appearances. So, you know, any restaurant around the country that wants to do an event and you know, promote something and bring a little more business to their restaurant. I enjoy it. One, I get to share my food with, you know, other people. And then I also get to learn from these restaurants. I mean, every successful restaurant is doing something original and something of their own. So it's really great to just, like, be able to retain new knowledge. And I think that's a big part of being a chef. So I'm doing that. I'm also going to be doing a week. It's kind of off the books right now, but I'm going to be doing a week in Graham Elliott's Bistro in Chicago next month. We're just working out those details right now, just to, you know, learn from them and you know, find out what makes them so great. I'm also working on launching my own TV show and then lining everything up with people that want to invest in my own restaurant here in Southwest Florida. So beyond busy with things.
Wow, I would say that's a good idea. I like the idea that you're not going to get caught up. Well, what's going to happen is some guys are going to reach out to you. They want to use your name. They want to use your celeb. And they'll say, why don't you come to work for us here where you live, local town? And, you know, we've got to redo the kitchen, redo the menu, blah, blah, blah. And you'll get stuck in there because you'll be putting in your 12-hour days, 6 days in a week. And, you know, you won't follow the dream that you're talking about right now. I like what you're saying because when you have the opportunity to visit different restaurants that are successful, and then you get a game plan, you see why are they so successful, what's happening,
exactly.
And as you know, and as everything you're saying sounds really great, because seeing, there's always somebody could tell you, you never finish learning. We're always learning something new every day. When you say you're not, you can't learn anything new, then, you know, it doesn't make sense. You shouldn't be here.
Up the code.
Exactly. Hang it all up because you learn something every day, and you'll be surprised. You could be in a kitchen and there could be an immigrant that just came from Thailand or came from some country, and he's going to be doing something or she's going to be doing something, and you go, wow. And usually what happens, executive chefs get the credit because they take this idea that this person told them and they pat them on the back and they said, oh, I didn't know you could use that hot pepper with this and chocolate pudding and make this. Yeah, we do this in our village, you know. And, and when you see this go on, and this is the beauty about traveling, and what you're going to see. You're going to travel the U.S. If you get a chance, also get overseas. I've traveled 3/4 of the world. And when you see the food, what goes on, when you want to see what happens in these countries and why they eat this, and you say, wow, how come they're eating bugs and how come they're eating this? And they're adding it to your food or grinding it now so we have a high protein, which now has come to America, and we're realizing we could feed the masses by doing this and we get high protein for very, very cheap. So that's I love what you're saying, and it's a great thing. And I'm sure you sound like you've got your act together. And don't let the TV thing, you know, get to you where you're above, you know, helping someone or above thinking about your next step.
Great. In fact, I've been jumping on every charity that I can to kind of funnel the spotlight to good causes. So tomorrow I'm making a pretty cool announcement on social media, on my Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, which is TROCKVP. And making a really cool announcement for something I'm doing for a restaurant and a charity, and it'll be cool because the public will be able to interact. So
that's good. That's good. That's what you should be doing, and that's a great thing. I mean, we got to, you know, there's so many here where we are in the Tampa Bay area. There's so many charities, and there's so much that chefs and food companies, everybody, it's a give back, and they put in so much time, you know, and you're doing it on an individual basis, which is great. You're picking and choosing the charities you want to do that with, and again, today social media is really evolved where it, you know, it pushes your career and makes things happen, you know, faster than the old days. And broadcast television, you know, which that's where it was. And beyond broadcast TV, there was nothing else other than your own websites and et cetera, et cetera. So now it's a whole different world. And you doing talk shows like this, too, is a good thing. I know. And these guys are really great fans of yours. I mean, because when they called me and said, you know, and Ken said, come on because you in town. Can you come in live? And so we could chit chat. And I said, yeah, we're here and I'm getting ready to go to New York City. But we're here and get things rocking and rolling, which is really good.
And you're going to be doing some TV thing.
Film. Yeah, I'm leaving. I'm waiting. As a matter of fact, my phones are off. I hope they're all off. We're waiting for a call from producers. I'm doing a new pilot. It's going to be shooting in New York. It's the first show of they feel it's going to be sold. It's the first show of the new season will be, and we're going to shoot it. I think the week after next. It's called 98.6, and it's a talk show, and it has two great talents that I know, a celebrity anchor, a news anchor. You probably have heard his name, Roland Smith, and Ellen Evans, who is on soap opera so many years, an actress. And both of them had, you know, really hit it off and are great together. And I'm the food guru on the show and healthy food, et cetera. So it's going to be great. We got some sponsorship already lined up. So that's what they tell me. And they feel it'll be sold in January at the NAPTI show, which is in Miami. So it's all good. So that's what I'll be doing. And I love doing it. You know, I've been doing it for so many years. And you know, we just we go around, and I do the same thing. We bring a lot of there's some shows that we're going to be doing, and some fairs, you know, and they bring us in, you know, and bring in people, and so it's all good. You'll get a lot of that happening, and obviously we'll connect up, and I'll have your number here from Ken, and whatever, you know, we could do to help, or if we see an opportunity for you, we'll give you a shout out.
Yeah, that sounds great.
Yeah,
that would be wonderful.
Yeah, and I hear you play the drums.
I do. I've been playing since I was 16. I've traveled the country with it.
Beautiful.
Played some pretty spectacular gigs, and it's been a lot of fun. So I'm just kind of treating the culinary world like my music career, and it's working even better because now I'm like the front man instead of the guy in the back.
Yeah, well, absolutely. Well, that's good. And you've got and you're used to audiences, so you got an audience savvy, and that goes a long way. You'll see on TV, obviously, and you know, being in the front of the band, and now being in front of the house, it's a whole different venue. So it really sounds good. But Derek, you sound like you got your act together. I'm really thrilled for you, and you got a long career ahead. Are you a single guy?
No, I'm not. I have an amazing girlfriend that supports me in everything I do. So,
well, that's great. That's great. Is she in the business at all?
She is an amazing actress. You can see some of her latest work. She just did a web series called Black. That's a military web series. She was the first female cast member. So that was a really cool addition. She's done stuff like Castle, and she does a lot of commercial work. And she's just very busy. She also wrote and produced and started in her own series called Fox and Bing, which is on YouTube.
Huh.
And I help produce that. So it's a really cool like comedy sketch, and you know, just that's the kind of stuff she does, you know, in her free time, producing her own stuff, and then, you know, works on TV and film, voiceover, all that. She's very
busy. Cool. Does she travel? So she has to travel. I mean, she goes to New York and California.
Yeah, she's been doing. I mean, we live in California together, so she's been doing like trips to Atlanta. She shot Black in Arizona. And
there
so,
you go.
You know, we're a entertainment power couple. It's kind of cool, and
yeah,
she eats really well when I'm in town, and when I'm not, I feel bad for her.
Yeah.
Now, is she the blonde or the brunette?
What do you mean, blonde or the brunette?
In Fox and Bing.
Oh, she's the brunette.
Okay. Because I'm on your Facebook and say Gordon Ramsay, Graham Elliott, and then who are Fox and Bing? Now I know.
Yep, she's Fox. Her name is Kimberly Fox. And, you know, you kind of want to, you got to keep that around, you know?
There you go.
And Ed, you got anything?
Yeah, hey, Derek, I know throughout the show, MasterChef, that you didn't tell your mom that you were actually doing this because you wanted to surprise her, and you wanted to surprise her holding the trophy. But talk about the moment that you actually got to tell her and how she reacted to that, that you're now known as maybe Chef Derek instead of Drummer Derek.
Right, right. Well, you know, like, I really didn't want to tell my mom, and for many reasons. After, like, winning the apron, like, unanimously, hands down, letting everybody know, like, I'm in this competition to go a long way, Gordon and Graham both said, please go call your mom, you have to tell her this. And I was like, okay, like, I'll go tell her, but I don't know if you remember watching the episode where she picked the other team's dish.
Yes.
Right.
That's kind of like, that's part of the reason why. My mom, like, second guesses everything she does. So it's like, I could have made my mom her favorite dish, and she'd be like, oh, this is my favorite. But you know what? I'm going to pick the other team. Like, it just didn't matter. And, like, I dropped an F-bomb when I walked into the room and saw her, and it was not because I was shocked that I saw her. It was because immediately I knew where this was going and that she did not pick my dish.
Derek, about the dish at the end there that Kenny and I were talking before the show, describe to the Love Chef what you made, that archway. That was unbelievable.
When I saw that,
I looked over my wife and I said, he sealed the deal with this. But mm-hmm. I mean, but Derek, talk to the Love Chef about that dish that you made. It was unbelievable.
Yeah, I mean, the whole course, all three courses were amazing. The entree was a pan-seared venison that I roasted in the oven, and I did a parsnip carrot puree. And then I used some really nice trumpet mushrooms and a huckleberry sauce.
Mm.
And then because the puree was parsnips and carrots, I took and put a couple baby parsnips and carrots and put those on the plate as well so you could also see what the puree was. It was kind of like my little, like, indicator. And then I did a puff pastry cage. So I kind of did a play on the Wellington. I used all the components, but, like, did them in different ways, and then added, like, the huckleberry sauce. But instead of, like, hiding the meat in the puff pastry, I wanted to, like, you know, elevate it and draw your eye to it in a different way. And one thing Gordon Ramsay noted to me, and it's true, and it's something that I strive for, is, like, you know, when you see the word venison on a menu, like, your average female diner is not going to order venison, but if you saw that going through the dining room, I think, you know, 100% of the women in the dining room would go for that as well,
right.
And also with the male diners. So, you know, it's like I want everybody to experience my food, and, you know, a protein like venison is usually, you know, avoided by the female clientele, and I want them to be able to feel comfortable venturing into those things. So I like to make my food aesthetically appealing. And then the pork belly and watermelon dish was kind of like my southern dish. Just to give you a little backstory, the idea of my menu was to highlight all three cities that I've lived in. So I was born in Fort Myers, Florida, but I grew up from 9 to 14 in Denver and then moved back to Florida. And then when I was old enough, 2006, I moved to Los Angeles. So the pork belly and watermelon was kind of like my southern dish. The venison was my Midwest, and then the dessert was like my posh L.A. Dish. But the watermelon, like, I did that three ways. I infused the cubes with a kefir lime and Thai chili simple syrup. I put in a vacuum compression machine and sucked all the oxygen out of the watermelon, infusing it with that flavor, and then dusted it with togarashi, and then I juiced the watermelon, mixed it with a plum sauce and soy sauce, and reduced it down, and then I made a pickling spice and pickled the watermelon rind, and then I did the pork belly in the pressure cooker with 12 spices and soy sauce and sake, and then I pulled that out and I seared it. So it was a very adventurous appetizer. I think I had like 30 total ingredients to pull that thing off. It was pretty amazing.
Okay, let's eat.
Jeez, yeah. You had me at go. I'm telling you.
Sounds better than tamales.
Really?
Well, I'll tell you, watching the show, unfortunately, when they were talking, in my opinion, it seemed Ramsey, when the three were talking at the end, he seemed to be on your side. But when Graham talked about the common, everyday type of ingredient, I knew right then it was over. And that's not what Master Chef should have been about, in my opinion.
Sure. Yeah, you know, and like I said, you know, a lot, you know, the world is upset and the world is behind me now, and I think that the win, you know, if I would have lost to Steven, which I really wanted to go head to head with Steven in the finale, if I would have lost to him, it would have been a totally different thing. The Italian would have came out in me. I would have been, you know, storming all over the stage. But but losing to Claudia is absolutely fine. Like, you know, she was a good competitor all the way through, and our styles, I think, are, you know, not comparable. We're such different chefs. So, you know, she needs it, and she deserves it, and I'm happy that she can do something great for her and her daughter and, you know, start fresh. Yeah. And for me, I have a whirlwind of opportunities that I am just going with every day and, like I said, establishing a career in the culinary world.
Are you glad that you experienced the Gordon Ramsay of MasterChef and not the Gordon Ramsay of Hell's Kitchen?
You know what? Like, I experienced both, and you guys just didn't see it.
Oh, yeah. We could feel it. Man. We could feel it.
Yeah, really.
I would, there's some things that didn't air, but, man, you know, I had him smash a burger patty in front of me saying it was overcooked. I never thought I'd see that day, so fortunately you guys just didn't see it.
Well, Steven made out big time getting the business plan backing of Gordon. That was pretty big. And cool. And who was it, Christine, that was going to go to France?
Right.
Katrina.
Yeah. And I, it's a cliche, chef, but things happen for a reason, you know? I mean, you know, maybe this just vaults you to way ahead of everybody else. You never know down the road.
Yeah, I think you're right.
He's very committed.
I messaged Graham and said, hey, I want to come spend a week in your restaurant, and he said, anytime. So, you know, the doors that I have are maybe different opportunities than everyone else, but I think what they see is that I have the drive and passion to do it on my own, and they'll support if I ask.
Derek, when you were in L.A., you had a chance to eat some of Wolfgang Puck's food? Did you get any ideas from him?
I have not gone to any Wolfgang Puck restaurants. You know, one of the places I love dining most is the Bazaar by Jose Andres.
Okay.
He is a genius when it comes to food, mm-hmm. And his restaurant is just spectacular. I have gone to Chaya a few times, and Boa. I've been to Boa a couple times, and so those are kind of a few of the places I've gone. Jelena, I don't know if you've heard of Jelena's. It's on Abbott Kenny.
I have.
And they, like, their food is amazing. Service was a little under par last time I was there, but, like, I go for the butterscotch pot de creme. I mean, it is the most amazing dessert I've ever had. And if you get a chance next time you're in Venice, go to Jelena and have that dessert.
Well, are you a dessert guy? I mean, do you enjoy making desserts? Do you bake?
You know, I don't enjoy desserts as much as I do entrees, but I do have fun with them, and I am experimenting with putting my twist on desserts. I just did, and you can see a picture of it on my Instagram, I did a deconstructed tiramisu. I did an appearance at a restaurant. It was an Italian restaurant, and I'm thinking, you know, Italian portions are always so big, and this guy was like a family-style thing. And
yes.
you know, I wanted people to be able to enjoy my dessert, but I didn't want to, like, overwhelm them with a, you know, a giant square of tiramisu.
Exactly.
So I did a really delicate play on tiramisu, and everyone loved it. And, like, as long as you're getting all the components in the bite, then it's tiramisu, in my opinion. And visually, I just made it look different. So it's really cool. You have to check my Instagram out and see it.
Yeah, no, we'll take some looks at it now. We'll follow you now and see what you're doing. And obviously, we'll keep in touch. We'll connect up and do what we have to do. Because I'm sure, you know, I'm going to hear lots more from you. And there's a lot more you can do. And, you know, you'll be all over the place. And it seems that you have a great mate that's in a business that's the same. You know, it's all on, you know, being at the right place at the right time. And, you know, as you know, and I'm a member also of SAG-AFTRA, and I know how tough, especially in this market, if you got to, you know, you're doing commercial work, you have to go into where the where stuff is going on, and obviously,
right.
I'm sure that's what she does. And you will be, you know, you're going to be a big hit. You're going to be here, there, and everywhere, and some way our paths will cross too, I'm sure, and we'll be able to show, and I'll say, hey, wait a minute, that guy, to that guy, remember him, and I'm at this festival, and Sasa, and I see you coming on stage after me, or me after you. It's all fun stuff, so there's so many events. You can keep busy forever. I mean, you could, you know, we got to the point, you'll get to the point in life, like, I rely on my principessa, my partner here, and she'll say, yeah, we don't want to do that gig because we've done that, been there, or we've been there, you know, and she's now gearing, you know, and a cruise ship will call and tell us to go here, and she'll say, nah, we've been there, let's wait till we get one to Venice, or let's wait till we go to, you know, Transylvania, sure, or wherever that we haven't been, you know.
Sure.
But it's all good, and then when you get to that stage, it's a good thing. But anyway, it's a good outlet, like shows like this and Dining Out Radio and Ken and the crew here. I mean, they're just phenomenal about following through and you know, and really then so many yeoman work with a lot of up-and-coming chefs and people, talented people, and give them a window here, and I think that's a good thing. So, you know, keep in touch here, and, you know, we'll love to keep chatting with you in the future.
Speaking of events, I got one tonight, and I got to get prepping,
sure,
as you can understand.
No problem.
So, thank you for having me on. I look forward to speaking with you guys again and seeing you soon.
Yeah, and congratulations. I mean, you didn't get the hardware, but you've experienced something that a lot of people would give their left arm to experience, and I'm glad that you're going to take it further and you'll appreciate it down the road.
Thank you guys so much. Okay. Thank you.
All right, well, we'll see you.
Thanks, Derek.
Care, Derek.
Happy holidays.
Be well.
Bye, guys.
Bye-bye. So there you go, Chef. You just never know.
You never know. I'm telling you, this is how it works, And Gordon Ramsay could have he's got the bitter side, he's got the sweet side. When I met him, he was very sweet, love chef, you know.
Because you weren't doing any cooking for him.
Yeah, he was, exactly, you know, and it was funny. He was on, he was in the studio before me, and we let him take our spot. Did I give him up my, no. I had my spot on the air, and he had to tape his spot, and I was live. Anyway, but he comes with an entree, you know, entourage of guys, and
right. It's
so funny. They take over the room, and the producer's going like, what? You know, leave us alone. We're in Pennsylvania, Philadelphia, Fox, and, you know, they don't want to be disturbed. They got their work to do, news people. They say, what? Who? What? So, I mean, it's funny, you know. Anyway, but that Gordon Ramsay can be, you know, like, but, you know, again, but it's somebody who's, like, take a Derek Peltz, you know, or somebody like him, or this young lady, or whatever,
right,
to say, I'm not afraid. You know, because, and I say this all the time, I get emails from students and people, and they ask me the same question. I want to get in the food business, but I'm afraid in the kitchen there'll be chefs like Gordon Ramsay be throwing knives and throwing my food around. I said, listen, if you go to work every day, first of all, there's laws that prevent that, you know. So, I mean, they can't do that. That's harassment, and it doesn't go on in the workplace. I could show you, for every Gordon Ramsay, I could show you thousands of guys who, and we have a lot of them right here in the Bay Area, who give of themselves, and you ask any of the people that came up over them and opened their own restaurants, and they say, boy, this guy was the sweetest guy. He's won awards for being sweet. I mean, this is what it's all about, and that's so anybody wants to get in the profession, it's a great profession, and it's so much area to go. We become a food destination. This is it.
1 minute left, Chef.
1 minute left. I mean, what could I tell you? I mean, in 1 minute, what I could tell you in 1 minute, it's unbelievable. But anyway, look forward to new things. We'll be up on the site. We'll talk to you more about them, and I'll let you know when I come back about the show and the new show and how we're doing. But I always like to leave everybody, you know, with may food be your medicine, medicine be your food. I do love you to go up to www.thelovechef.com. There's pictures. I know Ken posts pictures on his site. We go yep. crisscross. So see all the new things we're doing, and you know, and stay in touch, and be in love. I mean, that's the whole philosophy of life. Be in love with what you do and enjoy it.
We'll see everybody next week.
My life is gonna be beautiful. I've sunshine enough to spread.